Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning and welcome to That Week Politically Speaking Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Katina McClinton, and I'm with my co-host, Tasha Green. And we want to talk to you this morning on reasons that it is so imperative to vote locally. Hi, Tasha. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. And we just want to share with the audience the 5 reasons you should vote at a local level, because your vote matters way more than you might think. You know, we always gear up for the president to be able to vote for the president at times, for the president to change every 4 years, but people don't come out to vote. And every year there's something new. Somebody's running for something locally, so we want to get that out there, why it's so crucial for people to vote locally in their hometowns.
Well, I think it's a bit of what you said. People don't understand how important it is. When we think of importance in terms of elections, you know, a lot of people do look at the presidential seat. There are some who look at the gubernatorial or the governor's race, but, you know, on the local level, the legislators on the local level are establishing all the laws within the city that, you know, live in. So, you know, I think a lot of it's definitely not something that's taught in school, and I think that may be a piece of it. And then over the years, there's been so much systematic discrimination and voter suppression efforts that I think, you know, over the years, people either lost interest or somehow just disconnected from that process due to a lot of the things that have happened over history. So, you know, as elected officials or those in leadership, it's our responsibility to educate and motivate and mobilize to get people out.
Right. Yeah, that is very effective. And the on the local policies that affect us on a daily basis, that's very important. People don't understand that. So on a daily, what's some of the things that will affect us at the local level on a daily basis?
Well, on the local level, things like, you know, the amount of taxes that you're paying or that, you know, that you can be billed. Your local mayor's office and city council officials, they're directly involved in that. The budgeting of the city, that local body will determine how much, and their ability to manage effectively will determine how much money that you have for your, you know, school board. They in a lot of cases appoint these particular people to positions of leadership in our cities. And so they also vote on the laws in terms of criminal justice and, you know, a variety of things that impact all of our lives on a daily basis. So, you know, it's very important that we do not disconnect from, you know, what's going on locally, because, yes, the president's seat is very important, but if you have the wrong people in the wrong seats on a local level, the quality of life for everyday citizens could be you know, less than desirable.
Yeah, that is a very good point that you say whoever you have in your local does affect how that presidency runs on an everyday basis. So some of the things that may be influenced to make the policy changes, and then maybe you don't know how to get out there and make that change, but if you vote the right person in and you're passionate about what you're doing, you got to vote to do that. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's one of those things that's not taught, and I think that may even be by design. Systematically, it's not necessarily desired that a certain group of voters stay, involved or, stay up to date in terms of what's going on, because there are instances, and we can turn on our news today and see that, sometimes some of these legislators just want to pass things without any adverse effect. But I think the leaders, in the community, and not just elected officials, even in the churches, and there is a separation of church and state, but there are still opportunities to educate people, whether it's, going to some of these young men and young women's clubs, the same way the militaries or the colleges will come in and recruit and make sure the students know about them and what they have to offer. We need to do that in our communities as well, because a lot of times, we don't know that a law's been passed and it is not to our benefit. And we find that out once something tragic happens or somebody's been prosecuted under one of these crazy laws that the people who we voted for to represent us actually supported. So, it's our responsibility, not just elected officials, but, parents, teachers, mentors, whomever, to make sure that our young people and, our community is ready to stand up and they have the tools and knowledge to be able to do that.
That's so, yes, that's a great way to put that. Now, when you, in your home state, I know that you recently been voted in and that you won your city council. Was your turnout good for on that level? Because that is a local position. How was the turnout?
Well, our turnout was actually very good. We broke a record in Westland in terms of local elections. We had the largest local election that we've ever had in the history of Westland. And Westland has been a city for, I want to say, 51 years, and prior to that they were a township. We broke a level or a record. And it was, definitely first and foremost due to the grace of God. But we also worked our butts off, too. There were some communities to where I knocked on their doors four times. You can't assume that people will remember you. And you also can't assume that you have, votes in the bag. A lot of people don't give black people the credit that we deserve in terms of they think we always vote black. We vote
right
according to our interests, regardless of who the person is. And so, you have to – people want to see your face. They want to know what you stand for. And you have to be willing to do the work. A lot of these politicians, they've become comfortable because people know their names and they vote for them. But I look forward to the day when voters no longer do that, when you really have to earn people's vote and they're looking at what did you vote for as my representative. So, we were very blessed, especially with the African-American community who statistically does not vote on the local level. Well, they came out in Westland, and it wasn't just due to African-American, senior citizens in Westland determine who wins, and Westland is overwhelmingly Caucasian. And, the entire community supported me, and I was one of 16 candidates running for four seats. And I finished first place in Election Day votes, and my overall finish was second place after the absentee ballots were counted. So, there was not a day that we were not focused on, some part of our election. And there's no reward without sacrifice. So I would tell anybody who wants to run, first have the right heart, which is should be to help people, but you got to do the work.
Right. Very good. So how do you think we can turn this around with people not voting in the local level? How do you think we can get the word out there? Like you said, I know you said go to the churches, how they recruit the army and recruit for college. But how do you make that, you know, let them know, hey, this is crucial. You need to vote on your local level.
You're going to have to go door to door. You know, even what happened in, what was it, Alabama with Doug Jones. So, you know, black women mm-hmm. got the credit for that race, and we did the work down there. And I would tell anybody that you have, you know, even within, you know, certain areas, there's people who are willing to come out to vote if they knew. A lot of times they don't know. That's not something that's being pushed, an agenda that's being pushed on the news, or, you know, the people are educating those who they think are not going to vote in their favor. So you as the candidate, you have to get out and let your community know that, hey, I need you at the polls. And don't just go one time or two times. Go multiple times and go in multiple ways. Don't just knock doors. Send multiple pieces of literature. Do robocalls. Have people working on your behalf to help you. Call their homes directly. But you have to do the work. And, you know, again, I would say the African-American community is sometimes not given the credit that we deserve. We will vote. Even the young people, we will vote if we know. And if someone stands who will stand up for our interests. But, you know, as a candidate, you have to be willing to do the work. And it's not easy. But, you know, if you're willing to do the work, you can get the word out and people will come out for you.
You're so true. So when President Obama was in office, Lady Michelle, she stated, "We are always stronger together." So the local elections are decided by a margin because people don't know. And with how you say that we need to go door to door, if you're going to run and make more efforts, do multiple things to get these people out, that would be the best way to run a campaign if you're going to run it. And I just want to end on that note. And I want to thank you, Tasha, for letting me interview you today and giving me your point of view on the reasons why it's so crucial to vote at your local level.
Well, thank you so much, Katina, for having me. And hopefully our conversation helps some people who are interested in getting in politics, because we definitely need people of integrity and with a heart to serve and help people. We need people like that in politics. So, you know, I'm very grateful to, you know, be able to speak with you and to educate our collective communities, and look forward to doing a lot more of that with you.
Thank you so much.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.